This is Ray Brathke with the Chief Organizer's Report. High cost of conspiracies bites Twitter X and Musk too. What goes around comes around is a universal warning to be careful. It's sort of a look before you leap thing, or be careful of unintended consequences. Whatever you call it, it's something that MAGA masters and Elon Musk would be well advised to remember and take to heart. In a rare apology so extensive that it might actually be sincere, Musk, Chatbox, Grok, and Twitter X had to get on their knees and beg forgiveness when its highly promoted AI entry, Grok, spewed anti-Semitic hate speech and threw bouquets to Adolf Hitler as well. It went on for hours, prompting the apology. But the irony that came back around is that some change in the Grok algorithm mainlined the unregulated extremist rhetoric of this content that they collected from Musk's own firehose of conspiracies and extremism from his own Twitter X. It adds up to him being exposed at one hand by the other hand, all coming directly as a result of his refusal to monitor these kinds of comments and exchanges on the social media messaging platform once he took over. Maybe the more appropriate and equally common saying that applies here is, pay me now or pay me later, since he was penny wise and pound foolish. I should also add, once again, think I'm kidding? Here's from The Guardian. In several now deleted posts, Grok referred to someone with a common Jewish surname as someone who was celebrating the tragic deaths of white kids in the Texas floods, adding, classic case of hate dressed as activism and that surname. Every damn time, as they say. Grok also went on to say, Hitler would have called it out and crushed it. In another post, the chat box said, the white man stands for innovation, grit, and not bending to PC nonsense. Musk has previously called Grok a maximally truth-seeking and anti-woke chatbot. Earlier this week, CNBC confirmed that the chatbot, when asked about its stance on certain issues, was analyzing Musk's own posts as it generated its answers. Trump and his hand-picked AG, Pam Bondi, are also in this same trap of their own making, since now they are the new deep state and twisting on the horns of their own dilemma, having promoted conspiracies and now being held to account for not having found any factual evidence to support their madness. As reported in the Washington Post, in recent days the Justice Department wrapped up an investigation that took several months and considerable FBI resources by announcing that, contrary to an internet conspiracy theory pushed by many Trump allies, the department was not concealing an explosive list of Jeffrey Epstein's clients and the alleged sex trafficker had not been secretly murdered. The catalog of easily disproved conspiracy theories and so-called cover-ups is endless. And so it seems has been the appetite of Trump and his administration to spend precious resources, money, and staff to jump down these dark holes to find nothing, as was the case with the Epstein claims. Add to that Noam talking about cannibals, Kennedy claiming that COVID was engineered to protect Chinese and Jews, vapor trails, and God knows what will be next. It's hard to be sympathetic to Trump when he advises his base to get over this Epstein business, and they then turn on him and his as having now joined the conspiracy. Musk, Trump, and their teams live by the sword and will die by the same. Please don't take the rest of us with you. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.